The candidate reflections fell into some basic categories. Paul Honeyman was historical. He compared his 2009 campaign for mayor with the one he ran in 1986.
I think the biggest thing is technology. My gosh, you know, back in 1986, we didn't have the internet. We didn't have the emails. We didn't have Facebook or MySpace. Talk radio was a force, but it was very small in numbers and listeners.
Besides the chance for talk radio stump speeches, Honeyman noted the increased popularity of candidate forums and debates, especially those broadcast on the media.
Outside of that, I think the machines of politics, at least the party system that we know, are pretty much the same. It seems to be getting more and more entrenched, and I think that's the downside, as I see it, in municipal, local, at least in this municipality, where our charter is crystal clear and it's supposed to be nonpartisan.
School board candidate Jeannie Mackey described an unanticipated sense of gratitude.
Really eye-opening. The biggest thing for me is just very humbling to have people come out and want to help you, and probably I'm sure the other candidates had the same experience as well. It's just really a great thing. I would do it again. It's been a good experience.
Mia Costello, another school board candidate, is a teacher who over the last few weeks gained a new personal and professional perspective.
It's interesting because I have been in the classroom and I've been a government teacher. I've had students, and it's different when you live it. I have to say that. I mean, there's something about performance-based assessment.
Costello was accompanied by two students. In their free time and outside of school, the teenagers had supported her effort with handmade posters and t-shirts. By Tuesday night's tally return screen, they described their first political campaign.
Don Adkins.
Sierra Horn. They actually came out pretty nice, too.
And what did they say?
Mama Mia for school board.
We were waving them around. We went out and helped stand on the side and get people to honk and vote for us. Well, Mia. It was a good experience. It was new, something I wouldn't mind doing again.
Mayoral candidate and Anchorage Assembly member Sheila Selkrig is familiar with government and politics. But she, too, says her just-completed campaign gave her new insights.
Mostly this campaign has been a wonderful experience for me because you go from room to room and you're really asked who you are and where you stand. And I guess I'm more and more comfortable in my own shoes. I'm happy to be who I am. I'm comfortable being honest with the public. And I have this sense of freedom.
Selkrig intends to foster this feeling as she returns to her assembly duties.
What I feel is a deepening of commitment right now to really carefully serve this public that is worried about stuff and to do it in a way that they understand what's going on so that things are transparent and that our decisions are clear.
And she says, after a brief pause, to make certain the public truly has the opportunity to voice their concerns beyond just the ballot box once a year on the first Tuesday in April. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.